T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. With Robbie the Degenerate.
They tried to get rid of me, but from ocean to ocean, they gonna have to deal with me.
I've been overlooked, slept on, left for dead, always nope. Against all eyes like Pac said. I'm the living great Gatsby, but these boys are watching quick
theme?
Disappear like
bass. No.
No.
Theme?
It was just it's a redo. It's a, what is it, a duplicate, a redo, what do they call it, sample.
Well, that, remake? They do call it that, but
remake?
Another
remake?
Mix?
You're getting there.
Collaboration?
No.
Cover?
Yes.
Cover?
Oh, nice.
Did Hugo get it?
He did.
He doesn't count, though.
He's not C-O-V-E-R, even supposed to be cover. Text that to 72.
I guess sample would, if you use this this music in the background, but the...
Just the hook of it, yeah.
No, not use the whole... Use the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this really a remake? Because it's like all different lyrics except for the hook.
It's a cover.
That's why it's a cover.
That's not even a cover. I don't even think it's a cover. It's,
listen, just...
A cover. When you do a cover, you do the same words.
Yeah, you do the same song. This is
right,
not a cover.
You're covering the original...
Right. Yeah, this is not a cover right. song.
Well, he pitbulls it.
This is it. No. So it's a sample.
This is a hijack.
It's a sample. It's a sample.
All that's missing is a playoffs.
Yeah, you, put it this way. They have to pay Toto for using the words... And the music to the song.
By the way, Toto banking, like everybody's redoing Toto's Africa.
Oh my god!
Everybody.
Well, it's
Weezer who does it really well, and Pitbull. But yeah, I mean, I'd have to think that Toto is making the most money now than they have since like Rosanna came out.
Here, first of all, I cannot imagine that this song, now made by Pitbull, is banking money.
A lot of dudes in Toto.
They have to pay royalties, bro.
No, I mean, Toto is.
Check out this Toto crew.
Yeah.
I love Toto, man. They're one of my
favorite
bands.
Hey, that looks like Hall.
They have one of the best guitars in the last 30 years of rock.
Their entire band is a super group of session, players.
I don't know.
And may you rest in peace, Jeff Porcaro.
Toto, that is
the whole the Porcaro family is amazing.
Yeah.
Bass player, drummer,
well,
keyboardist.
Well, guess what? Sorry to tell you, Toto, but that Aquaman like made a gazillion dollars, so now it's Pitbull's song.
Here's the other thing, is that song fits nowhere in that movie.
No, I'm convinced they literally shot a 30-second scene in the movie just to fit the song in.
What did he do? He had to go get like a stupid stone?
He had to go to the Sahara.
Yeah, he had to go to the Sahara for something.
And they just got dropped in the desert.
Yeah, they jumped out of a plane with no parachute.
Here, let's work this out here.
Spoiler alert.
Let's work this out. Aquaman, Man of the Sea.
How much money is that made, by the way?
Billion.
Gazillion.
Aquaman, Man of the Sea, is dropped in the desert. And survive.
With Mira.
Correct.
With Mira, who, like, by the way,
who's a fish?
She's the only thing that kept us watching the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, Nicole Kidman. I mean, yeah.
What?
No.
What?
No, because then when old-ass Nicole Kidman came out, I was out. Like, geez.
Yeah, they CGI'd the hell out of her.
It is made.
Oh, they did a beautiful job with the computer-generated Kidman and the other guy.
Yeah. I said, hey. No, when the movie started, I'm
that
like,
was
hey.
Amazing.
I said, hey, that looks like that actress, And they go, yeah, Nicole Kidman. I'm like,
yeah. Did you say in the theater? The guy, by the way, the guy next to Leroy hated us.
Oh my god,
he's like,
there were some weird looks.
Isn't that the eyes shut, wide shut lady?
No. It all started with, hey, the blonde chick looks a lot like Nicole Kidman. And I literally, like, almost got up in a silent theater and turned around and go, it is Nicole Kidman. He's like, no, it's not. I'm
no,
like,
it's not.
It is. Like, we were arguing in the first scene of the damn movie.
So it's made how much money?
Way over a billion. It's like, it's 1 point something billion.
Out of control. By the way, So I'm getting the pressure. Speaking of money, I'm getting the pressure in the household about these damn Girl Scout cookies again. I told you guys yesterday.
Oh, someone texted in on the newslaw.com text line. They wanted an update because you give out your Instagram handle.
It's just ridiculous. Like, the wife and the daughter are just putting the squeeze on me to hawk these damn Girl Scout cookies.
By the way, I didn't throw any chocolates. I didn't throw any chocolates in your face. Don't throw no damn Girl Scout cookies in my face.
I'm just telling you, man. Like, it's ridiculous.
I mean, I'll start hawking Hebrews raffle tickets.
How much do they?
Hebrews what?
Raffle tickets. We're selling raffle tickets to go see Pink or Elton John. $50 a piece. Hit me up.
Look, it's just ridiculous. Like, I don't
all
appreciate.
All you can eat, all you can drink, parking.
I don't appreciate my wife and my daughter trying to put the squeeze on this show, using it for their platform to buy cookies. Like, do we have Samoas for $4 a box? Yes, we do. Are they available on my Instagram page? Yeah, they are. I don't like the fact that it's there because I basically got pressured into it at dinner last night. It's not cool.
For your sweet little daughter.
Look, man, I don't care if they have tagalongs at a reasonable price of $4 a piece.
What's your Instagram?
If you guys were to buy a package of 5, would I autograph it? Yes, I would.
If you buy 10, we all autograph it.
Slogans on it? Whatever you want. Will I have the boys sign it too? Yes.
Hey, let me tell you.
What?
If I'm signing boxes, I'm charging cookies.
Hey, man.
Huh?
Hey.
Oh, he has to pay you in cookies.
This isn't like those weirdos who send you the cards for my sweet little girl.
Wait a minute.
Signing the box.
I think we got to do a super secret deal. If you buy 50 boxes, you get Robbie's Crocs in my boot.
Oh. I got to be honest with you. I'm not very impressed with my daughter's selection here.
What?
Yeah.
What? Don't you go and pick it out?
Samoas are strong.
She got hosed? Did she get hosed?
Thin Mints are strong.
What exactly is a tag-along?
Oh, the tag-along is so good.
Oh, no. Yeah.
What are you a fan of?
I'm the Samoa.
Oh, Samoa is so good, too.
Oh, you got
Samoa. But you know what? The original OG
I don't like
is
Thin Mints.
The frozen Thin Mint is the top of the cookie game.
Thin Mints are very
good. No, I don't like
those off. Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you freeze them.
So, anyway.
No, I still don't like
frozen Thin Mint.
Anyway.
Messes with my emotions. You know what I'm saying? I'm expecting something sweet. Now I feel like I ate a breath mint. Not getting the chocolatey feel that I normally get when I eat some chocolate. I get the same feeling with dark chocolate.
Yeah, it's quite
dark chocolate. If I'm eating chocolate, I want sweet in my mouth. You put that bitter chocolate in my mouth, I'm not feeling
dark chocolate's very healthy for you though.
Yeah, I'm not.
It is.
Huh? Really? It's really good. It's good for your heart.
Let me explain something.
What?
It is.
Look it up. Science is science. Facts are facts.
It's funny how you know everything that is healthy, but you never partake in any of the health activities.
Pretty much. I could probably pass like a trainer's test, but I can't do it myself.
Trainer's test?
You know, like to be a fitness
trainer. Slow down. Slow pump your brakes.
It would be a funny video.
What kind of test is that? What's better for you, pizza, lettuce, or a cheeseburger? Oh, a piece of lettuce.
If you're gonna cough into it, what are you trying to? You trying to give SARS to our entire audience, Google?
The thing with Beast is that
he made his mic closer to his mouth while he's just gagging on it.
I'm coughing. I'm gonna shove the mic down my throat.
Oh my god!
Here's the worst thing about Beast. Beast comes
that heat sickness is spreading
with the attitude that he is eating healthy, and then proceeds by rolling a whole chicken around a little piece of cheese.
It was turkey, by the way.
Oh, but, dude.
No bread, though.
You ate like a pound of turkey.
It was only a half a pound, actually.
But you still, at some point, you know, less is more.
Someone says dark chocolate is good for the heart and helps to clean the blood. See? Told you, man.
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Heat and the Pistons tonight in Motown. 7 o'clock is your tip-off. 6 o'clock is when Tommy Tighe and Jonathan Zaslow have the pregame. It's Zaz's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Zaz.
Yep.
38 today for Jonathan Zaslow.
Man.
He's exactly 1 year older than Dwayne Wade.
He's got the hair of a 65-year-old.
I shouldn't talk. I have
so been. So do I. But, I mean, yeah. But I'm older than him. So.
Yeah, did you guys throw a party for him this morning?
Nah, Nah. Really?
You don't have that morning show camaraderie? You don't bring in like a cake
or
something
for Zazz? It's the thing where like Zazzo likes to have his birthday be known, but like Amber and Romberg, like the birthday just kind of passed with nobody saying anything. It just kind of went by the wayside.
So Zazzo looks for attention?
He likes his birthday being acknowledged. It's a thing for him.
Hey, Beast, did you pull one of those scams last year or a couple years ago?
What's Beast? That?
He sent an email out, hey, everyone, I need my charger for my birthday. But
yeah, he did say that.
What did I
remember, so someone had stolen your charger, but you used that as a ploy to remind everybody that it was your birthday coming up.
Oh, I mean, I've lost track of the scam emails I sent out. Yeah.
Beast, mm-hmm. Two things. Mm-hmm. You played defense against the show for the last year.
I did not.
The least you can do is have the auto text reply changed from the Dan Le Batard show to hashtag third hour.
Oh, that's right.
Right? The other thing is,
yeah,
while you're doing absolutely nothing but telling everybody what you're not going to be doing for the next 3 days, and by the way, quick question.
Yep.
Is Antoine the AAPD?
No, he's the programming assistant.
Wait, what?
Wait, what are you?
I'm the assistant program director. Danny Rabinowitz is the program coordinator, and Antoine is the programming assistant.
Is that like an offensive coordinator?
That sounds like y'all got a Bill Belichick coaching staff going
do,
on
we
here.
We do. We have analysts. We have the whole thing.
Okay, so
still can't get the schedule right.
With all of your work,
yep.
You have another hour before you say can you please check on the Bradley Beal to the Heat situation?
I don't think there's anything new, man. I think it's the same as yesterday. Like, the Heat beat reported that the Heat are really interested in Bradley Beal, but I think that the Wizards are going to ask a haul for him because he's under contract, and otherwise they're kind of just like, what's the difference?
I always wonder, could you get more for a player if you trade him early or if you wait till right before the deadline when people say, I know you want to get rid of him, I'm not going to give you as much? Because a lot of these deals happen right before the deadline, and I always wonder if you'd have did it sooner if it would have worked better for both parties.
I think that in this case, because he's got two more years under contract after this one,
anybody will want him.
Yeah, like he's gonna you got him as long as I guess it works out for you. With the Jimmy Butler thing, he was gonna be a free agent. So
you think he stays in?
I don't know, man. It doesn't seem like he's too happy there.
We said the same thing about Paul George.
We did. That's totally fair, but, I mean, Paul George didn't give the old huff whistle when somebody called him soft.
Yeah, I don't like using the word soft. How would Jimmy Butler fit in the tough guy guard? Is he, like, real or fake? It's hard to tell because you don't see
– I don't see it yet.
I think he keeps it a little bit real, but not – like real, like these guys we talking about.
I don't think there's even any big men anymore that you consider soft. Like, look at the last guy we mentioned, Udonis Haslem. Like, who of the modern era do you consider like? You can't fight anymore in these days.
There's still a couple of guys I wouldn't play with. Like, under no circumstances I'm playing with David West.
He's still out there. Is David West still in the league?
Yeah.
In the Warriors?
He retired.
With the Warriors.
He retired.
Did he retire?
Yeah,
he retired
did.
After winning a ring.
I'm not messing with Z-Bo.
Zippo's barely in the league still. I'm not messing with Stevie Adams, the giant.
And Cantor either. I'm telling you, if you got a world arrest warrant on you where you can't go to certain countries because they can arrest you.
Now, all of that with Stephen Adams is that just frightening mustache that he has.
Yeah.
Because if he shaves it, I'm not scared of him.
But he kind of looks like he should be working the railroads.
What?
You know the little hat with the little mustache? He does. He looks like he used to be a railroad conductor.
No.
Yeah?
What?
With the little mustache?
That's not a thing.
That is a thing.
When you twist mustache, I think automatically making like a guy in a pizza box.
No. Go pull up It's a railroad conductor.
You talking about the dude who would like tie the lady to the railroad tracks?
Yeah, he has a mustache.
Is that a conductor?
Bum, 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 bum,
no, but
bum, bum,
he used bum, the train bum, to try and murder bum, that lady. Bum, 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 didn't you watch Dudley Do Right? We're back after this. Ah, damn. What's the fight music for there, Robbie? We getting ready for a big fight weekend?
Hot dog. Double dosage of fights.
Double dose.
Two screens.
It's going to be so much fun, man. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
I can't imagine Pacquiao could be like in the fourth round and Dillashaw could be in the third round at the same time.
I hope they time up a little bit differently. It would be really annoying. I got to imagine that they're going to be doing the national anthems and all that stuff. But, I mean,
You think they'll be watching the other fight card to make sure they have it timed?
Nah, I don't think they give a rat's ass.
Yeah, because if you do the pay-per-view for one, you're probably not going to do the pay-per-view for the other.
Kind of curious how much this pay-per-view is going to sell, Pacquiao versus Broner, because Broner's very, very – he doesn't win big fights, but, man, he is – people tune in to see him. It's crazy. He's one of the highest-rated fighters.
Yeah, so he's a draw.
I don't know what it is. It's his antics. It's he's kind of like the
little Conor McGregor in him.
Kind of, and he's also just such a disaster outside the ring with all the stuff he gets into. Manny Pacquiao is one of the biggest stars there is, so I think it'll do decent. But the UFC, they put such a push on it. They got the free month of ESPN Plus, so that's big for that too. You know, that's a really good fight. I think it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a fun night tomorrow night. And then you got football on Sunday. Ooh-wee!
And the weather's supposed to be crappy down here, so.
So you got time to just tune in and watch it.
Tune in and watch. By the way, so we were trying to fix the text line because Texter said we need to get hashtag, you know, third hour in the response.
Right.
So here's what everybody texts. Says, send a sample text. So, hey, I guess that is that Beast. Hey.
Yep.
I said test.
Yep.
Action is action.
That's Robbie.
You know who that is. And then this. Tobin is the lord of all takes.
Oh, Jesus.
A true radio genius plus one. Now, you know, you don't usually look at the numbers. And then I look at the number. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Well, you told me to test it, so I'm gonna test it. It's gonna work. Hey, man, don't be rude on the text line. Just text it back to me. Suck it. What a jerk.
Jay Rich.
Yeah, you're a jerk, Beast.
Jay Rich.
Yep.
Hassan.
Okay.
Magruder.
Okay.
And a first round pick for Beal.
By the way, I don't see anything new on
look,
the Beal thing. By the way,
guys, yeah. Look. If we gonna have trade talk.
Got to be a grown.
We gonna have real trade talk. Okay, you can't just trade your trash or the people you don't want for one of their great players. You're going to have to give up something.
I think if we're really going to talk about the Heat getting Bradley Beal, you got to talk about trading two of the young guys. I think it's got to be Justice J. Rich in the deal to headline the deal, or J. Rich Bam headline the deal, or Bam Justice headline the deal.
No,
I don't think it's a case of you're going to be able to get one. Maybe like
it's got to be a
maybe
two
one and two first round picks.
It's got to be here. I will give. You can't even do it that way. Jay Rich, Wayne, Ellington, and whatever else they need. Okay, and that'll figure the money will work out, but. You can't add Beal to the 1,000 2 guards you already got.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to come off a couple of them, and preferably a shooter, because they would like to have some kind of shooter.
Well, and this is the thing with Washington. If you're going to do the deal, I think you have to consider that they have such a crutch with that Wall contract. They're going to want young guys that they can control for a long time that they can keep under the cap.
So
if you're trading for a guy like Wayne Ellington, like, all right, if you're in the position they're in right now, what does that do for them? Because if you are trading Bradley Beal, who's had him on a better run, like they're playing better as of late with him. He's been the scoring machine for
them. Oh, wait, you know what's crazy? Anytime John Wall doesn't play and Bradley Beal is the guy, they seem to function a little bit better. I'm not saying they're as good,
right?
But they seem to – you know, the scoring seems to come a little bit easier. Everybody seems to get some. Whereas Wall is one of those few guys in the league, a ball-dominant guy. And the other guys don't get any action.
Yeah, Texter also points in that Wayne would veto it. I would probably say he probably would. He can veto any trade that he wants to. I think if it's going to be a case of them getting him, they have to part with two of their young guys for them to really want to do it. That would be, and I don't know if you want to do that if you're a Heat fan. You have to ask this.
Somebody said, "Bam, cut Tobin's mic off immediately."
I don't say I'm doing that, Texter. I'm just throwing it out there.
You did
Wait,
that yesterday.
No, fool. Stop. Why?
What? I don't want to trade.
That's
Bam.
Not your get out of jail.
No, because
card.
This is what the Heat fan like. You guys do this. You're like,
let's trade Deion Waiters, and let's trade Hassan Whiteside, and let's trade James Johnson, and let's trade all these bum-ass contracts. And, all right, I guess, Jay Rich.
No. If they have Bradley Beal, you're getting him for 2 years in a contract. This is a guy who's an absolute scoring monster. Maybe the Heat think that he could actually take a leap if he is the guy. Here's what you got to look. If you were the Heat right now, mm-hmm. you have that draft of Justice Winslow and Jay Rich. And I'm telling you, you are turning that into Bradley Beal, who is an all-star. Would you do it?
Wait, and give me one of the crazy Morrises.
Fine. What?
Yeah, the Heat.
The one
yeah.
the one that James Johnson murdered?
Yeah.
All right.
So now Robbie could go same.
I think we're using that term too loosely, by the way.
Tyler, Richardson, Jones, and Bam for Beal. You probably have to take something back because that's a lot of money going
Morris. We take the bad Morris. Is that the good Morris or the bad Morris?
Well, I say the good Morris on the Celtics.
Yeah.
The better Morris is in a contract year right now, so he's having a really good year. But he's also crazy. And he was also fighting Jaylen Brown in the huddle the other day.
Okay. This is why I hate playing the trade game.
Okay.
Because it gets look, trade Wayne to Philly for a first-round pick. Really? Not getting a first-round pick for
minus
Wayne Ellington?
One.
You'd have to get somebody super desperate.
And no, you'd have to take somebody's dead weight. So they might do the old Osweiler trade. We'll give you a second-round pick. Just take Osweiler.
I don't think he could get you a first-round pick unless it was a situation like somebody tore – like, let's say Philly – let's say J.J. Redick tore his Achilles, and now they're desperate for a shooter.
And
they have an extra first-round pick in 2021, which is yours, and you say, give us our pick back, that we first gave for the Goron trade. They might do that.
Right. But here's
that
would
be a scenario.
Here's the other thing is that when you're looking at these teams that are contending, that first-round pick is like 25-plus.
Yep.
Like, is it worth it?
Like,
at what point do you look at a first-round pick and go?
Well, if you then get that pick back, you'd have to be less wary about where you are if you did want to rebuild some stuff. But the other thing is, if you just have it back in the holster, then you could attach that to, like you were saying, you could attach that to one of those garbage deals and say, hey, take this off our hands, please. We don't want to pay such and such anymore. Yep. That would be the theory behind that.
Right.
I just think that I think with Bradley Beal, him being under control and with the situation Washington's in, they're going to want to put new young talent around John Wall because they are stuck like Chuck with him. And Bradley Beal's kind of their only good asset to make things move and make things happen with it. So outside of that, I don't think we can be in a situation where it's just like, oh, we're going to give up random – veteran guy. They're not going to want that, man.
Well,
like, this is a team that's looked upon as one of the biggest disappointments in the league. They got to put the reset button on it a little bit.
Okay, here's another guy that I never considered. Chandler Parsons.
He sucks, man. I don't want Chandler Parsons. The idea of that is they want to part with him because he's basically just told by the Grizzlies to stay away right now. It's one of those situations.
What, they gave him, $80 million?
A ton of money.
94.
The idea with that is
he's got the Mayway Chin deal.
Yeah, the idea with that would be, and Zazzle's talked about this on the morning show, and anytime I bring up the Chandler Parsons thing, I would throw up in my mouth a little bit, is you trade him, and let's say you put in Deion Waiters and James Johnson, who are under contract for two more years after this. Chandler's done after next summer, and so it would come up quicker. You'd be out of the cap hell, so to speak, quicker. If you wanted to do something like that.
That's how you do it.
Doesn't tickle my fancy, but it's an idea.
Where's your fancy, by the way?
Where's my fancy?
Yeah.
Right now my fancy's Heat culture. I just want to watch these guys play.
No, but like, is that a part of your body? Like, tickle my fancy. I don't understand.
You know where your fancy is. You're like, it's like not your funny bone, but it just kind of gives you the feel good. So it doesn't tickle my fancy. Chandler Parsons, does that tickle your fancy?
Nah.
Nope.
Tickle your fancy?
My fancy's not Parsons? Tickled.
I mean, I just saw it on TechLine. I was like, yeah.
Bradley Beal, does that tickle your fancy?
Yeah.
Bradley Beal tickles my fancy a little
bit. But here's the problem. You have so many two guards.
I don't know much about Bradley Beal as far as, like, personal-wise.
Straight-out score.
No.
Straight-up score.
But as a dude, learning that he loved Dwayne Wade, I appreciate that. That guy knows a good basketball player when he sees one. He knows a good basketball player. Now you can't wear number 3 down here. Sorry, no. There's not gonna be any permission thing. I don't care how many One Last Dance jerseys you got there, Bradley. You're going to have to wear something different. And 33's out and 13's Bam's, unless he's traded for you. 23's retired because, I mean, it's Michael Jordan, which is the dumbest thing in franchise history. So, I mean, 40. I mean, if you're attached to 3, you can't double it for 6 because that's LeBron. And they're not going to give LeBron's number away because you don't want to look petty like Cleveland did. 9? 9's 3 times 3.
Olynyk. Olynyk has 9.
Oh, Olynyk has 9. That's Dan Marley's number.
Luol Deng.
Luol Deng.
18.
Rashard Lewis, 18.
Ooh, that's available.
It's kind of just an odd number. I mean, who the hell wants the number 18? That's a stupid number to have in basketball. Football, it's cool. Peyton Manning.
Tate Martell.
What about 30? That's Michael Beasley. That's kind of cursed.
Cole.
Norris Cole forgot how to inbound the basketball. I wouldn't give him number 30. Oh, man, this is tough. I don't know what number to
Can't do 33, obviously.
No, retired. Already said. That was the second thing said.
Oh.
43?
40. I mean,
how about 0-3?
Can you what? What is he? What is he? Benito Santiago?
I was going to say 0-3. I was going to say 0-3, but then I thought I was going to be told I was an idiot, so I didn't.
No, so I take the heat.
69?
Wow. Oh, here's another text. I had to check to see if Toby didn't send this in. Chandler Parsons sucks.
Sucks, dude. He's a payroll bandit.
Actually, that is Tobin's number.
Well, at Florida, Bradley Beal wore 23, but I know it is retired. But, I mean, it's Michael Jordan.
He didn't suck in...
I'll tell you what.
What?
Unretire number 23.
Yes.
Boom. Boom.
The Marlins can unretire number 5.
Who gives a rat's ass about having Michael Jordan's number retired?
No, that would be the
perfect
excuse.
Scenario.
That would be the perfect scenario.
What do you need to do? Ask MJ's permission? It was just a spectacle on one night to get some Bulls fans.
Right.
Say, I don't know why the hell y'all.
If Logan Morrison could get his number unretired, his number 5 unretired, then Bradley Beal should be able to make it happen.
He's right about that. That was a disgrace. Carl Barger, the former Marlins president, died. They died and they retired. They gave him DiMaggio's number. They said nobody will wear number 5. Logan Morrison got it unretired.
The second Texas.
Logan Lomo.
Wow. Somebody said Beast hasn't seen his fancy in 12 years.
The one below that is even better, but I don't think you can read it on the air.
Wait, nobody has ever had the number 97. Because he have to take off his shoes to call a foul. Jeez.
Dude picks are next. All right, welcome back, everybody, to the
Frozen Tundra of Lambeau Field.
It's NFL primetime music, man, not NFL films.
Sounds just like it.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
it
does. I would say Leroy's voice sounds just
They're
like
both awesome.
Anyway.
Whoop.
It's time to get to our Doom Picks as we got ourselves a championship weekend.
Well, first, don't we have to say what we think is going to happen this weekend?
No.
Well, because one of them is a pick.
Okay. They're picks. All right, go. Who's bringing up the rear?
That would be me.
Robbie's bringing up the rear. He has a game, so if you want to give your thoughts on the game after he goes, that's fine.
Okay. I'll lead off with it. Rams and Saints, the NFC Championship game. The Saints are 3.5-point favorites. The Saints have not covered their last 3 home games. They won by 10 last time, but I think it's going to be back and forth shootout, back and forth, and that half a point makes a difference. I'm going to take the Rams and the 3.5 points. Yes.
All right.
All right.
What else you got, Robbie?
All right, now the important stuff. The East-West Shrine Game.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
East against West. Now, I got a little team petty here because one of the quarterbacks on the West squad, Easton Stick, you guys know who he is?
No.
He is the quarterback of North Dakota State, and he screwed me on an overbet a couple weeks ago.
Jesus.
When all he had to do was go down, he had the game won, and he decides to run into the end zone for a touchdown and push the game over when I had the under. So out of Team Petty, I'm going to go with the East, the opposite side of his squad.
Damn.
Gosh. Wow.
I can't argue with it. It's solid.
I mean, it is.
He had the game won. All he had to do was take a knee, and instead he extends the game. So stupid. I also got the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, which is being played in the Rose Bowl on Saturday. It has the American against the national squad. Now, check this out. The American coaching staff, head coach, Chuck Pagano, wide receivers coach, Plaxico Burress. I know what you're thinking. They might shoot themselves in the foot. But also coaching wide receivers, Andre Johnson. And the kicker, you guys know who the defensive coordinator is, Ed Reed. That's a stat. I'm going with the American.
How about that? All right, I have on my picks, I got a threefer on fights, which I'm excited about. First, I have Greg Hardy, first round knockout or any other finish. He's taking on Alan Crowder. He's got a couple UFC fights. He was on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series. Hasn't fought in a year. The last time he fought, lost by a wild right hand knockout loss.
Ooh, Crowder guy?
Yeah. So after I watched some of the highlights before the show, I was leaning saying, you know what, Greg Hardy, under the lights, pressure. Nah, they are tailor-making this for Greg Hardy to win. I will go by first round KO for my pick there. Next up, Donald Cowboy Cerrone taking on Alex Hernandez. Cowboy, more wins than anybody in UFC history against Alex Hernandez, 26-year-old young buck, talking a lot of trash to Cowboy yesterday at the press conference. You know I love press conference hijinks. However, I don't pick against Cowboy Cerrone. Too much of a legend, too much of a badass, coming off a big win, going back to lightweight. I ride with the Cowboy. And then the championship matchup, Henry Cejudo against TJ Dillashaw, starved himself to death to make weight for this. He's been wanting this damn 125 championship for a long time. I'm not really down with it. I don't really want him. I didn't want this to happen, but he did it. He's a crazy person, so hats off to him to make it happen. I don't see any way in hell Henry Cejudo is going to beat TJ Dillashaw. Too determined to get the win. I'm going with Killashaw to get the win. Leroy, what do you got?
All right. I have the Miami Heat and the Pistons. The spread is 1.5. That's what Robbie sent to
Detroit
us. Detroit is favored?
Yes, by 1.5.
Yeah, they're at home.
All right, I'm going to take the Heat because last time we saw them, they were just bleh.
Poop show.
I have the Warriors and the Clippers. Boogie's return. I'm going with the Warriors because, I mean, the last time we saw them, they could have scored 200.
Yep.
And then I have Dustin Ortiz versus Joseph Benavidez. I'm telling you, this looks like a close fight, but I don't know as much as you know, but every time I say the words Ortiz, dude could fight. I'm going Dustin Ortiz.
All right. Beast, what do you got, man?
All right. I think I'm going to go with the one I'm most confident with first, and that is the WBA regular welterweight title bout. Manny Pacquiao, Adrian Broner, I'm going to take Pac-Man.
All right.
I think I'm most confident about that.
Okay.
Next, the one I don't know anything about.
So hey, you do.
I'm just guessing. Paige VanZant against Rachel Ostovich. Mm-hmm. I know the storylines involved in this one. I've been reading articles because I don't know either fighter.
Haven't you been looking at pictures, you sicko?
Don't talk about yourself. I'm going to go with Paige VanZant.
Okay.
Don't know if that's a good pick or not. Finally, Chiefs hosting the Pats. Oh. I picked at Kansas City -3. I've gotten myself in trouble before when it comes to the Patriots and Kansas City. After the Patriots lost to Kansas City, I infamously said something that has come back to haunt me a million times. Since that day.
Yeah,
fire Belichick! Correct.
Yep.
So I will tell you right now, the Patriots will lose to Kansas City. This is the end of the dynasty. It is all over.
You're a fool. Right. First of all, that is going to happen because you said that. You picked the Patriots last week and they crushed the Chargers. Why would you go away from that? You just screwed yourself. The Patriots are for sure going to lose.
Here's why.
Your reverse jinx is dead.
No. Here's why. Because if I'm right, then point for me, I stay ahead. And if I'm wrong, well, then I'm happy. I don't really give a crap about throwing darts because my Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. Hedging the bet there. Go Chiefs.
You're the worst.
The worst.
Why you can't just be an open
-1?
How do you see it? Go ahead, Beast. Get the hell out of here. I know you need to go to Boston.
Yep.
With your Sullys and Murphs. How do you see this breaking down?
Awesome.
I do believe that the Saints will win, and rather easy. I'm not sold on Goff.
Easily.
I'm not sold on Goff. If they stop the run, which it might be a problem because they're one of their best run stoppers towards Achilles. But I just think this is one of those situations where, if the Saints get out to a big lead, if I'm the Saints, I take the ball first. Mm-hmm. I try to put some points on the board. make Jared Goff and that offense play catch up,
right,
it becomes a little difficult for him to just run the ball. You take him out of their element. But I think just in the dome, playing at home, these guys are undefeated, and they've beaten teams just not by a lot. And 3.5 is not that much, so I think Robbie's going to lose.
I'm with you. I think the Saints are going to win. I actually think no matter who comes out of the AFC, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Who you think the AFC is going to win the Super Bowl?
No, I think whoever wins.
The Saints are going to beat them.
The Saints are going to beat them.
Right.
You know, we had this conversation earlier in the year. It's one of the segments that just sticks out with me with the old – are they the old Kansas City? Do they have the old thing?
I asked that question, and everybody's like, no, like, no, it's different.
They're different. I don't know, man. I can't see a scenario with all the marbles on the line
here
that Belichick's going to get outcoached and his team's not going to be better prepared.
Understand
than Andy
this.
Reid's. I can't.
The one thing that New England has always had to have this dominance is home field advantage.
Yes, that's true.
When they've not had home field advantage, they're rather pedestrian.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they can't win. It just means that they don't look like that well-oiled machine.
Well,
now, I will say this.
Like, Mahomes last week didn't look like that cold affected him. He had that nice bye week. But I do think there's a little bit difference to, holy crap, we're a win away from the Super Bowl.
No,
I'm taking on the biggest dynasty in football history.
Let me explain something to you. Have you seen the conversations with Patrick Mahomes?
Every time I do, I think it's Sesame Street.
He does not care.
That's what they all say, they don't care.
He's not – put it this way. He's too young to be aware of the ramifications of it.
I don't know if I buy that.
No?
Nah.
Here's where coaches get in trouble.
Okay.
Because they think of what you think, and then they go out there and try to play a safe game so the quarterback doesn't get in trouble. You see what I mean? And then what ends up happening is now you're playing with half of your team because you've closed the door a little bit on them.
I would love nothing more than the Patriots to get humiliated, just absolutely throttled, just like Nick Saban did in the national championship.
I will tell you this. There's nothing worse than being cold and getting your ass kicked.
Oh, my God. It's got to be
the worst. You just shiver.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Breeze versus Brady. I think we got Saints-Pats coming.
You what?
Yep.
I think the Chiefs are going to line them up because of Beast Proclamation.
Here. You see, this is why we have struggles in our relationship.
Why? I'm not allowed to change
because
my mind?
All year, I've been asking you about Andy Reid and you.
I told you after they lost Kareem Hunt, I told you I was wavering on that, and that weren't looking as good.
Hey, Damian Williams.
I picked the Colts last week.
Yeah, all right.
I picked the Colts last week.
Damian Williams.
I know, but I can't. I can't do it yet. I can't.
Not yet.
I can't.
You only got two more tries.
This is going to be one of those things. Until I see it, I can't.
I asked you. Oh, my goodness.
I can't.
I asked you this earlier in the year.
I'm not going to change. I'm not wavering.
I asked you this earlier in the year. Did I not?
I'm not wavering on the Raptors.
Did I not?
Because they don't have to face LeBron. Unless it's Raptors. Finals. In the finals.
Did I not ask you earlier in the year?
I told you.
And you said, oh, no, different team.
That's how I opened this up. I told you.
Fine, you flip-flopper.
I'm not a flip-flopper.
What do you call that?
Changing my mind.
How's that any different than flip-flopping?
Flip-flopping is with no reason. Like, it's just, I would feel so silly. I'm going to feel so silly on Monday if I pick the Chiefs. I come back, and Bill Belichick's standing here going to another Super Bowl. I mean, of course he is. Of course. I'd rather feel the inevitable's coming, the Patriots win, and then I get a nice surprise. That's what I'd rather happen.
Can we come to this? The only way New England can win is if they get outcoached because Kansas City has more talent.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But it always goes that way for them. In this damn AFC. I'm waiting for somebody
to take the reins.
I'm telling
you, the wild card is anytime you have a mobile quarterback, there is no game plan for that. There is no, if he rolls out to the right, he's going to run this route. It's just street ball.
What do you got, Robbie?
I think the Chiefs are going to line them up. Light them up. Yeah,
the Patriots
3-5 on the road. Yes.
And you picked the Rams.
I picked the Rams getting 3.5 points.
But do you think they're going to win?
I think it's going to come down to the last drive, and someone's going to be up by 3 or 4 going into that last drive. And I think the Rams will be down by 3 going into that last drive, and the Saints will get a stop and win by 3. That's my exact prediction.
All right. So Robbie's got Saints Chiefs. You got Saints Chiefs. I got Saints Pats. And Sully's saying the Chiefs, too.
Yeah, Sully.
I don't know what his NFC pick was. I don't care, quite frankly.
Peace.
He's gone. He's gone. He took off.
He left. He's really? Going to go see Graham.
Oh, I guess because he says he's going to be unreachable until 4. It takes him 9 minutes to walk to his car.
You guys sound like husband and wife. No. It's been 3 years.
Except,
I tell you.
Except my wife over here, my real wife doesn't shadowbox in Vegas.
I'll talk to you guys on Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.